Hallelujah.
Amen.
If truly you are expectant and you want the Holy Spirit to visit you, rise on your feet and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There must be an important reason why you left the comfort of your bed and you have to be here tonight. You actually had the option of sleeping at home, but you are here. You will not go back empty-handed in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything in life is resting on sacrifice. If God did not sacrifice his only begotten son, we are lost forever. If you ever see a professor like Odimayo, go and ask him the number of nights he has to stay awake to get that certificate. This is the time to open your eyes very wide and slaughter the sleep. Between 12 midnight and 1 a.m., the glory of many have been buried. The glory of many have been silenced. But you are here. Everything that has been taken away from your glory or your glory itself, you will recover tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
While I was coming to the altar, the Lord told me, haven't said all that the men of God have said. What else? God told me, I have come to restore the voice of your glory. He said, this particular hour, I will restore the voice of your glory. If you believe that one, say louder, amen. Right? I told you when we came back from the Holy Ghost service, the special one, I told you that on the day of the Thanksgiving, after all sale was done and Daddy Gio picked microphone to come and do the final prayer and to give thanks to God. You know, he raised a chorus that day. Modupe Morianuba. Modupe Morianuba. Amen. We are coming. We are not. We will sing. We will sing. If the voice of your glory will come alive again tonight, it is the mercy of God that we speak. What we speak? There's a text we have been reading. Carry your Bible. Since we started this program, the first verse in Psalm 30, verse 10 that we have been reading, that's the first verse. We have been reading verse 10 to 12. David prayed a prayer there. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Close your Bible and listen very well. When I was in secondary school, my mother of blessed memory, she gave me one assignment. Immediately I moved from primary school to secondary. She called me one day and she said, you have only one prayer point when you get to the church. Why did my mother say they said that? Because the school fees she got now, she didn't know where she will get the next one. He said, in addition, be crying that God will have mercy upon you. ki aseti ko ma ba oro aye re ti ota ba fe gba ohun lenu ogo eniyan ti won o ko se ni pe aseti o ko boro aye e wa gbadua la leyin o tori pe gbogbo ohun tin je ki aseti ko ma ya si ago re ko ma ya si le re gbogbo ogun yen oluwa gbe won mi la le God will swallow all of them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Father, you are a merciful God. You are a merciful God. Let your mercy speak on my behalf. In every area of my life, let your mercy speak on my behalf. Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You are not the one that will speak tonight. It is the mercy of God that we speak. Your glory has nothing to do, but the mercy of God will speak for your glory. The mercy of God will speak for your glory. The mercy of God will speak for your glory. Daddy, Lord, let your mercy speak for me tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rabakaya bako kabasakaya barobo shendia. Ramakaya bako kabo shekereba. Oh yes, Lord, let your mercy speak for my glory. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Alright, put it this way. Say, Father, let your mercy give my glory a voice. Let your mercy give my glory a voice that the whole world will hear. And I will have my way. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Let your mercy give my glory a voice. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daddy, let your mercy give my glory a voice. Let your mercy give my glory a voice. Let your mercy give my glory a voice. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your mercy give my glory a voice that the whole world will hear and my destiny shall be fulfilled. Oh yes, and I will have my breakthrough and I shall have upper hand above all my enemies. Let your mercy give my glory a voice in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough of confusion. Enough of depression. Enough of stagnation. In my life, let your mercy give my glory a voice that everybody will hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The prayer we pray on the first day of this program, the Lord told me today he wants to balance it for us. On the first day, the Lord said, you are relocating from money to dancing. And forever, you will not go back into money again in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God. All right, pray this prayer. Say, Father. I am interpreting the prayer of my mother for you now. Say, Father. Don't let my progress be stagnated. Say, Father, don't let my progress be stagnated. Oh, yeah, go ahead and pray. 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 Don't let my progress be stagnated. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let my progress become a stopping process. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let my progress be stagnated. Don't let it retrogress. Don't let it ever step back. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Yamaka, yaba, korobo, shekereba. Ramakrobo, shindereba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. One of the men of God that spoke asked us to pray one prayer, or he released that prophecy. Your progress will receive a divine speed. I say your progress will receive a divine speed. Whatever I've been causing, go slow. whatever has been causing delay, and the what you have achieved within 3 months is waiting for 3 years. Why? Even if that 3 months wait for 1 year, it's a delay. You are going to pray and say, Father, give my progress a defined speed. Give my achievement a defined speed. Enough of go slow. Enough of stagnation. Pray that prayer. As if that is the only prayer you will pray in this night, Fiji. Almighty Father, give my progress a defined speed. Give my achievement a defined speed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Give my progress a defined speed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. What is the balance? God said he wants to give to our prayer of the first day. Thou hast turned for me my mourning to dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and guarded me with gladness. Ogaton lulu joko dada. Iwo to ma te wo pa mura dada. Oba mi ma gba so iya lara mi o. Aso iya emi o fa so iya bora mo. Fa so. Oga mo ni ko pa lara mi o. Aso iya bi o fa so iya bora mo. Oba mi mo gba so iya lara mi o. Oba mi mo gba so ofo lara mi o aso ofo
e o so ofo bora mo
aso ofo
oba mi mo gba so ofo lara mi
aso ofo
e o fa so ofo bora mo oba mi mo gba so ofo lara mi o mi o fa so ofo bora mo
aso
ofo oba mi mo gba so ofo lara mi
aso ofo
e o fa so ofo bora mo
aso ofo
oba mi mo gba so ofo lara mi
aso ofo
e o fa so ofo bora mo
Say, Father, away with sackcloth. Oh God, oh, you bought me. I told you. Say, away with sackcloth. It was all for me, O Fioma. I saw Yami, O Fioma. Bye. Lord, take it away. Every sackcloth, take it away. It's not meant for me. Rabayabayabaraba. Aso ibanuje, mi ofema. Loruko Jesu. Every garment of sorrow, garment of failure, garment of suffering, I reject it all and entire. In the mighty name of Jesus, every garment of mourning, daddy, take it away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, garment of confusion, I reject you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Garment of failure, I reject you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, as you are giving my glory a voice tonight, decorate my life with garment of glory. Decorate my life with garment of glory. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. Rabayabayabaraba. Rambo shaker. As you are restoring the voice of my glory tonight, daddy, decorate me with the garment of glory. Decorate me with the garment of glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. A louder amen. Wow. While I was sitting down there, the Holy Ghost made me to understand that the voice of glory of some people, truly it is talking. But you know where the voice of your glory is silent. The voice of glory of some people is silent in their finances. I'm using that as an example. The voice of glory of some people is silent in the area of childbearing. And the voice of glory of some people is silent in their spiritual life. It is your duty tonight to know where the voice of your glory is silent. Because what happened to us several times when we cannot pray and see God very well is because there are certain areas of comfort in our life and we seem to be all right with that. But you know, the area of your life where the voice of your glory is silent. Some is over their children. Some is over their husband. Some is over their wife. But the Almighty God, the Bible says that darkness and light are the same before Him. He can see everything. You are going to pray and say, Father, let there be light. Almighty God. Say, let there be light. Every form of darkness that have silenced the voice of my glory, let it disappear tonight. In my finances, let it disappear. Over my marital life, let it disappear. Over my Christian life, let it disappear. Over my ministry, let it disappear. Ramakayaba yabaraba. Yamakayaba krobo shekriba. Ramakayaba robo shindia. The voice of my glory must be 100%. Oh yeah, rapakraba. Ramakoko shekriba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now say, Father, in every area of my life, let the voice of my glory speak. In every area of my life, let the voice of my glory speak. Physical life, spiritual life, financial life, marital life, in your career, in every area of my life, let the voice of my glory speak. Don't let my glory be silent financially. Don't let my glory be silent ministerially. Don't let my glory be silent spiritually. Don't let my glory be silent physically, earthwise. Oh yes, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 yaba. Yamosenkere baraba. Ramakayaba kokabo sekreba. Ramakorobo shendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say a louder amen. The Bible says, even if a lawful captive can go free, because the ground on which your enemy is standing is on the ground of accusation. But because you believe in the only Son of God, you are no longer under condemnation. Read your Bible very well. In John chapter 3, verse 17. He that believes in Him is not condemned, but he that does not believe in Him is condemned already. I want you to say, I am not under condemnation. That is, if you're a child of God, say, I am not under condemnation. And so, on whatever ground the enemy is standing, in order to make you a lawful captive, because you are not under condemnation, their judgment is canceled tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. So, the second leg of our prayer of yesterday, overcoming the forces that silence glory. You are going to pray now. They may remain, I don't know. But because you are already justified by the blood of Jesus, you are going to pray and say, Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus. I overcome. I claim my victory over all the power that have been silencing my glory. By the blood of Jesus, I claim my victory over all the powers that have been silencing my glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, confront them with that blood. Yeah, they can no longer silence your glory. That is by the power in the blood of Jesus, in the blood of that Lamb, I claim my victory over all the forces that have been silencing my glory. I overcome them by the blood of the Lamb. Yaba 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 yaba. Ramaka yaba kokoro boshendia. Ramako korebara boshendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Akorin kan lana atun ko leni. Ako gan igidi gidi. Atun le ko. Atun kuro nbi. Aye nreti ogo re o. Aye nreti ogo re o. Oluwa Buja. Hey. Aye nreti ogo re. God bless you.
Aye nreti ogo re o. Aye nreti ogo re o. Oluwa Buja. Hey. Aye nreti ogo re o. Aye nreti ogo re o. Aye nreti ogo re o. Oluwa Buja. Oluwa Buja. Buja. Oluwa. Palu agbara, palu iyanu, palowo agbara, pala bujade, o bujade, oluwa, oluwa, bujade, togo togo, oluwa, buja, oluwa, oluwa, bujade, 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 oluwa. Oluwa, 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 Oluwa,
shout hallelujah. Hey. Atawon akorin korin lekan, Oluwa ma je nku togo togo. Let me pray for somebody here tonight. It's not only that you'll be alive. Your glory will not be dead in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Bago go, go, go. Bago go, go. Bago go, go. Olorun mi.
Alagbara giga ta gogo ogo
oba oba
ta gogo ogo
Olorun mi ti
mo boju le.
Father, we bless your name. Undisputably, you are the King of glory. And the life you enter, the life you enter, the family you enter, even the church you enter, every form of reproach must disappear. We want to appreciate you because you are already here in our midst. King of glory. For all you have been doing since the beginning of this program, we ascribe the glory to you. For all you have been doing tonight, we ascribe the glory to you. Please accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, if there's anyone that is on the other side of glory, Let there be a relocation tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any glory that the enemy have silenced, let you receive a voice back in the mighty name of Jesus. In any area of our life where our glory has been silent, Daddy, give it a voice tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And within a few moments for us to leave this place, let it be a beginning, a new era of a sounding voice of glory in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. You have already spoken that at this hour you have come to restore and establish the voice of our glory. Daddy, do so for every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say a good amen. Sit down for a while, because I may ask you to stand up very soon. Just to pray briefly, then I continue what I want to say. But what the Holy Spirit put in my mouth. I want to appreciate all of us for coming tonight. And we appreciate our pastor who came all the way from Ondo Province 4, Pastor Arinde. God will bless you in Jesus' name. More grace and anointing upon your life in Jesus' name. Let's clap for Jesus on his behalf. You will see more of him very, very soon. Amen. Or do I say you will see more of Jesus in him? And let's clap for Jesus for that one. Amen. I'm going straight away to our text. In Psalm 30, verse 10 to 12. If they allow me to preach everything here tonight, if he asks me to jump to any area, I will jump. So many things here. But God will give us what we need tonight. Psalm 30, verse 10 to 12. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning to dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and guarded me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I want everybody to say, O Lord, my God. O Lord, my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. That is what your glory is destined for. Your glory is destined to be thanking God forever. And whatever you need as reasons to be thanking God, you will never lack it in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we are talking on the main theme tonight. My glory will not be silent. God has already spoken through the prayer of David that glory can be silent. That means that glory also can speak. If the Bible says the glory can be silent, that shows that the glory, everybody say glory can speak. I know some of you are so passive that you don't hear what the preacher is saying. Say glory can speak. And I want to say my glory can speak. And my glory will speak. Say louder, amen. God expects us to key into a prophecy like this, into a prayer like this, by doing everything scripturally possible to ensure that nothing silences our glory. So, all we want to do in order to ensure that our glory is not silent, that is why we are here tonight. And more than you can ask or think, more than you can do, to help this voice of your glory, God is ready to do it. And by the way, let me assure you, because this the third day of this program, but every day, God continues to remind me that for everybody that attend this program, your blessing is already settled. Yeah. Almighty Father, I say your blessing is already settled. Yeah. So it's a matter of going on with it. Well, I've said that I will go the way the Holy Ghost wants me to go. I told our workers one story sometimes ago, and I want to repeat that story for you because of somebody. We had a knife vigil like this when I was a parish pastor. I was under an area pastor. And the knife vigil was gold. But at the end of the knife vigil, I couldn't go home straight like some of us also that time. So I went to sleep in my car. But immediately I entered my car like this, I fell into a trance. As if the Holy Ghost was expecting me to just enter my car. As I entered my car, I fell into trance. And I saw myself outside the car again, and I saw some bowl of cooked rice, fried rice, jollof rice, all manner of rice with good meat and everything. And that angel told me, or that man, I don't know whether it's an angel or not, he said, look, those are the blessings that some people that came to this knife vigil refused to claim. And some are the blessings of some people that didn't come. He said, open the boot of your car and begin to load, and begin to load. So I quickly opened the boot of my car. I was loading until there was no space again in the boot of my car. And I woke up. I said, So it's a dream I'm having. He said, warn your people. Number one, when a program like this is organized, God is more serious than you. Because you ask him to come and bless you, and he said, go and read Exodus chapter 20, verse 24 very well. He said, when you meet me at my altar, I'm going to bless you there. That's the covenant. I'm not preaching what is here. I'm only saying what the Holy Ghost put in my mouth. Before you come to a program like this, he has prepared the blessing. So, it's one thing for you to come, but it's another thing that when you come, you realize that your portion will not be a bonus to another person. Because what I was guarding that day was a bonus to me. Wisdom. Oh God, lift up your right hand and say, Father. Say, Father, my own blessings tonight, don't make it a bonus for another person. You better pray that. Say, Father, my blessings tonight, don't make it a bonus for another person. Let it be my portion. Say a louder amen. That is to say that your era of suffering is ending tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. For the sake of few of us who may not be familiar with Daddy Gio, what is glory? According to Proverbs 3:35, glory is the opposite of shame. Opposite of shame. Another school said it, that glory is honor and value. Something honorable, something valuable. But my pastor that preached earlier on said, glory is something beautiful, perfect, good to behold. I'm telling you, if anybody know what shame is, he will ever in his life desire for something that is glorious. That means that when glory is not silent, honor and dignity will appear, and shame will disappear. On the stage where glory is dancing, shame has no position. Because glory has already taken over the stage. And I want to tell you that life is a stage. That is, it's a stage like of theater. It's either your glory is dancing on the stage or your shame is dancing there. But I want to pray for somebody. Whenever you climb the stage of life as you climb now, it is your glory that will be dancing and not your shame in the mighty name of Jesus. your amen can be better. When glory talk, shame must be silent. And therefore, when you talk of my glory will not be silent, you are only saying that shame will have no voice in my life. However, if your glory is not silent, how do we know? Number one, just two things. Three, the glory that is not silent, how do we know? That glory will be visible. Everybody will see it. It will become visible. Moses has been walking with God for some years, but at a point he prayed. Exodus 33:18. He said, show me your glory. Show me your glory. The story is long. Because God told him, if you see me, you will die. But God finally answered his prayer in Exodus 34:6-8. Exodus 34:6-8. Yes, he put it in the cleft of a rock and he saw the backside of God when he was passing. The glory of God that reflected on Moses for the rest of his life, he was covering his face with a veil because the glory overshadowed him. The glory of God will rub upon your life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. A proper amen. Please come and put up this fan. For now, I don't need it. God bless you. For Moses alone to see the backside of God, he could not recover from the glory that reflected upon his life. Glory is visible. You see it. No wonder why Jesus Christ, our Lord, told Mary and Martha in John 11:40, he said, if thou can believe, you will see the glory of God. And I have both to say to somebody here, if you can only believe in all the prayer you are praying, and you believe in all this word of God that is coming to you with your eyes, you will see the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I've told you, this is the time they are determining your faith. You better open your eyes very well and open your ears. I'm praying that prayer again. I said, for all of us that believe in what God is saying tonight and the prayer you are praying with your eyes, you will see the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And really, really, within the twinkle of an eye between John chapter 11, verse 40 to 44, they actually saw the glory. The glory personified. When they saw a man dead for 4 days, came out again, resurrected, nobody need to give them the definition of glory. They saw it. It's when the glory is not appearing in your life, you begin to hide it. Imagine a woman that has been barren for some years. Suddenly, the womb begin to shoot out. 3 months, 6 months, before you ever know it. For 9 months, the front, first of all, shoot out. After 9 months, the back is shooting out. And you say you don't see glory. Where will you see glory again? My God. Your glory will speak tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory is visible. It can... Olorun ti sogo fun e lo n gbe pamọ. Awon ogo ti o se gbe pamọ. Amen. On the other hand, no one will desire to see shame appearing. Somebody made a statement like this. I wrote it down. He said, I bow my head in shame when I heard of his low performance. And when I discovered that, I discovered what he did to bring the name of his family into shame. In other words, when I heard of the failure of that fellow, I could not identify myself with him because I don't even want to see him. When I saw his low performance, somebody said, everybody is a friend of success, but failure is an orphan. Hello? Everybody is a family of success, But failure is an orphan. Nobody is a relative of shame. Abba, didn't know no time, bore a jeco. Away, pull ye ban in la, when ban is a canoe. Ah, but he be told, don't you have a jetter? Ah, are you bad at Brooko, neighbor, Lord of Jesus? Tell you, something to offer. Oh, name fight to watch off you are. Jackie Leoro, you walk all lonely, watch away, shallow. Maybe you go back in Farahan. Gbogbo eniyan lo ri nbe ṣugbọn nibi ti itiju ba ti de gbogbo won o fese fe. Everybody that have been running away from you because they don't see the glory, after this encounter tonight they will come to celebrate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Emi o ma song gbogbo gba o ke to de bi lale adu ayin ti gba. Is since Wednesday, God has been telling me that before you arrive for this program, the issue of the voice of your glory is a settled matter. So I begin to see that people are running away from you because they see shame. If they see glory, they will come back. They will come back. And they will want to say, in fact, if you are not their friend, they will describe you, that my friend. Holy Station, one day, in 1994, when I was in Abuja, and I was giving a statement at the police station, referring to somebody as my friend. Ah, the deputy commissioner is my friend. He told me, said that, is that man really your friend? I said, that is the common language we usually use. He said, your friend, you are a friend of a robber, a thief. You better change it. That man that I knew, not your friend. Everybody wants to become your friend when it is good for you, when they see the glory. The glory that will make you a celebrity, that will make you a celebrant, that Lord will give to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Iwo fi won le won pada bo won pada bo ogo ni won ti ri ta ba se rogo yen won pada wa ogo yen si ma pada. This often happens in those days, those of us that were in school in those days. Ojo ta ba ma gbolude ba the day of vacation, it was in the habit of the headmaster to bring out the result class by class and we announce it. He will read it. For some of us, that by the grace of God, God gave us little brain and we always do well. We always wait for that day. For that is our day. Or God will be saying, so, came first. So now I don't fail. Kelly, Michael, I want to be Kelly. Robert Bossy Connor, low one, bad one. Ah. Olorun ma je ke master wa loni o Olorun ma je ke master wa Olorun ma je ke mo ni ru adua wo lo n gba yin Olorun ma oni saba ma rupo ni class tori pe o ma ko n fail sugba wa ta ma se first to third adua pe ki won pe result la ma so o nkan to mu yan gan leyin adura ti asale yi bi ojo ni o se ma ro sinu ile re loruko Jesu. It will come like a rain into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I have seen so many barren women that have relocated from one place, relocated when they live in one environment for a long time and they discover that people have already identified them with barrenness, they will relocate to another place. I can say a woman, she has to relocate abroad because she has money. Because he know that. I went to Mina sometimes last year and I met a woman. She didn't know that I've heard that she was there to give back. But she made sure that she went to borrow another woman's child in order to come and greet me, to carry the baby like this. But she didn't know that I've already had that she was, but I still pray for her because I know that the baby she carry is not her own. But she wanted to show that she carry baby. Tani fegbin kan re dani. Gbogbo nkan re tin sa fun o ti o je ko gore o soro. Lasale, receive them back in the name of Jesus. I shall receive them back in the mighty name of Jesus. Ogo re gboro soro. I say ogo re gboro soro. And that is why the psalmist said it in Psalm 44, verse 15b. Psalm 44, verse 15. He said, and the shame of my face has covered me. Psalm 44, verse 15b. But all of us, you pray this prayer after me. The psalmist also prayed it in Psalm 119, verse 31b. Psalm 119, verse 31b. He said, oh Lord, put me not to shame. Say after me, say, oh Lord. Put me not to shame. Some people are writing. Rather than praying, what asks them to pray? You are writing. Say, oh Lord, put me not to shame. Don't let me be covered with shame. Say louder, amen. I'm asking one question. I've only made a point. I said, if your glory is not silent, how do we know it will be visible? Number two, which is just 2 points. Now we jump to another phrase. How do we know that your glory is not silent? It will not only be visible, it will be shining. Everybody say, it will be shining. Eh? It will be doing what? To be shining. Glory is like light. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Arise. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. Glory appears like light that darkness cannot cover. That darkness cannot cover. And come to think of it, by body language, light has a voice. It has a voice by appearance. When light appears in a particular place, the voice of light is a commando voice. The moment it appears, darkness knows that he has to bow out, because light will command it. Oh yeah, out. The voice of light is a commando light. When the glory of God appears on your life, glory must, and everything like shame will disappear. He said, arise, shine, for your light is come. That light, he said, that he now describes, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has appeared upon you. So it's not only that glory is visible, glory is also shining. It can shine for everybody to see. You see, only bring somebody who carries glory into a particular place, you will know that somebody has arrived. But when somebody carries shame, it's like bringing somebody that will make you to mourn. But I'm telling you that body language of the glory, even if you don't speak, anywhere you stand, that body language will speak out for you in the mighty name of Jesus. That is to say, the shining of your glory will produce a voice for people to hear as from today in the mighty name of Jesus. So, I move to another question. How then do we know that your glory is not silent? 2 or 3 points. I move. If your glory is not silent, if the voice of your glory is not silent, you know, everybody will know when your glory speak, the voice cannot be ignored. The voice cannot be ignored when the voice of your glory speak. No matter where you are, nobody will be able to ignore the voice of your glory. John the Baptist In Luke chapter 3, verse 4 to 6, Luke chapter 3, verse 4, he said, the voice of him that speaketh in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his name straight. Okay. The voice of him that speak in the wilderness. Where is the voice speaking? Where? Everybody say wilderness. Almighty God. The voice of him that speaketh in the wilderness. Were there no prophets that were living in the city of Jerusalem? That were living in the city of Judea? But there was a man who was in the wilderness. And the Bible said the man speaking there, listen to his voice, even though he's in the wilderness. The voice of him that speaketh in the wilderness, listen to that particular voice. Location at times may not matter. When a man of that quality glory speaks, everybody we have to know that voice we cannot be ignored. What am I saying? If your voice cannot be ignored, your glory cannot be neglected. If the voice of your glory cannot be ignored, your glory cannot be neglected. And when your voice cannot be ignored, it has some benefits. Quickly, what's the benefit? When the voice of your glory cannot be ignored, what are the benefits? Number one, it can make a way for you on the day you are in danger. It can make a way for you, liberate you. I use Joshua for you as an example. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. Joshua 10, 12 to 13. They were in the battlefront, and the night was about to come, and Joshua spoke. He said, you son, I speak to you. Stand still upon Gibeon. You moan, he said, stand still in the valley of Ajalon. And the moment he spoke, but there was something in verse 13 that really shook me. In verse 13, he said, and there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. Unto the voice of a man. The voice of Joshua was so powerful. Number one, the sun obeyed it. The moon obeyed it. The orbit obeyed it. And even God. The Bible said there was no day like that, either before or after, that God hearkened unto the voice of man. Even when you speak, your glory, when you carry the voice of authority, God will stand by it like this and will uphold it. What am I saying? When the voice of your glory cannot be ignored, it has a benefit. The benefit is, on the day of danger like this, when you talk, you can be rescued. As you are praying tonight, you are praying because you want heaven to recognize your voice. And once the heaven can recognize your voice, either sun or moon or demon, everybody, everything, we have to cooperate. Every command and decree you are making here tonight, even your enemies will bow down to it in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, it's important that your voice, your glory is able to speak, because it can be a help to you on the day of trouble. But that is when the voice can be recognized, not when it can be ignored. Now, the second advantage, before I move on, it can be the final whistle that will silence your enemies permanently. That is, if your voice, the voice of your glory, can be recognized, it can be the final whistle that will silence your enemies. 1 Samuel 24:13-19. David spoke, and King Saul heard. When finally, look at King Saul. He had been pursuing David for several weeks or several weeks. I don't know the number of years he used to pursue David. The two of them have not been able to meet face to face. But there was a day in a particular place, Saul and David met. And David spoke. As David was speaking, King Saul was shivering like this. He said, so this man can finally speak. From that particular day, he said, I now know that you are holier than myself. You have gotten the opportunity to kill me. You didn't kill me, and you are still talking. Whether you believe it or not, he said, your voice has overridden my own voice. And from that day, he never pursued David again. After this encounter tonight, wherever your enemy hear your voice, all of them will surrender in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. I'm moving to another section now. You know, this is the night. Where the voice of your glory must not be silent, where it must be heard. And I call it where it really matters. Where the voice of your glory must not be silent. Number one, among your family members, in your household, the voice of your glory must not be silent there. Thank God for Pastor Ayinde. He used the example of Jephthah for us. In the book of Judges, chapter 10, 17 to 18, Judges 10, verse 17 to 18, and then the whole of chapter 11 of the book of Judges. This man had been ignored because they said he was a bastard, and they drove him away from his father's house. But when they needed him, they went to him again, come and be our deliverer. And he dictated for them, if I come to deliver you, I will be your head. I will be your king. They said, yes, sir. Here was a person that was had been rejected and driven away. But let me tell you, the day they went to go and bring him, they could not ignore his voice. So where does the voice of your glory, where does he need to speak? In your father's house. And let me challenge all the men, all the husbands that are here. Before your wife and your children, the Lord will give your glory a voice in the mighty name of Jesus. As a prayer, I pray for myself. Oko to ba tu oko se ki ma fowo rara ni waju iyawo ati omo to ba ti ro oko to nfowo rara ogo re ti dake niyan ogo re dake. Before your husband or before your wife and your children, they say bring money and you keep quiet. We want to do so you can. And it's a pity my wife is not here tonight. I even went to the extent that even if they need 50 kobo, if they need 100 naira, except everything they demand for is my duty to meet that need. I won't push it back to my wife. It's my wife that will say, okay, let me do this one. Say, be you are the husband. Oshiwajo come for war rara, or continue to do. You see, it's because your glory is in your family. And then not only your nucleus family, in your extended family, the voice of your glory must be heard. A late woman saw a close of where a jet kinity a jammer. But there are some people, let me tell you, without them, they can't do anything in that family. God will position you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. In your nation, in your community, you will be a voice that cannot be ignored in the mighty name of Jesus. Where you, the voice of your glory must be heard among your peers, among your colleagues. Like Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. I won't have time to explain that. Like Daniel, among God the president, He was number one. Paul the apostle said, I am the least of all the apostles, and yet I know more than all of them. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10. So, among your peers and colleagues. And then, in your community, where you live, where you find yourself, what I may say here, Joseph was a stranger in the land of Egypt, but he was a voice. When you get home, go and read Genesis 41. You will see what time. So I'm moving to another section now. which is the final section. And I want you to learn, just lend me your ears here. Because this is what you have been waiting for. And what is it? How could your glory speak and not be silent? Just about 4 or 5 points. And we pray. I want to soon here. Ever so that the voice of their glory will not be silent this night. He had to long say birthday to soon here. Ever me. And I just don't birthday ni no do je ko ma so. You see, listen very well. This is the junction we are going. How will the voice of your glory speak and not be silent? Number one, you must be among the living. You must be alive. Senator Walaye Lone Sorrow. Psalm 150 verse 6. He said, let everything that has bread. Does what? Praise God. Every living person in this house, shout hallelujah. Every living person in this house, shout hallelujah. Can a dead man do that? Listen, let me your ears tonight. This is the old target of the wicked people. That's what he did. This man Abel will continue to outshine me. The next thing is to kill him. And many people, only because your glory is irritating to them. There was a town, very close to my town in Osun State. I won't mention the town. Every weekend, they will bring in a corpse from Lagos or Ibadan of one of their allies to come and bury. We were very young then. We will just see that every weekend, you know, we will see the convoy of vehicles. They'll be carrying, you know, corpses to this particular town. Until the king called the meeting of all the witches and all the people in the town, the Bible says that when you are created, you are crowned with honor and glory. But when is that God? Oh God. God will swallow them in the mighty name of Jesus. Time will not permit me. The wicked people can go to any land to locate, to find out what kind of glory you carry. And their target is not. Aaron said, go and search and come and give me a report back so that I too can worship that king. But when they mock him, as I was reading to you yesterday, when they mock him, he now ordered all the boys that were killed 2 years and below, kill all of them. You must be alive. It is when you are alive, the crown of glory you carry can be seen. You must be alive physically. Then, being alive spiritually is important because the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when you look at Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 23, he said that, you see, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. We read it in open heaven about 2 days ago. We carry dominion, we carry glory, but we lost it, but we regained. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are alive indeed, but you are a sinner, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, that glory will still be silent. Meaning that, in order for you to allow the voice of your glory to talk, you must be alive physically, and you must be alive spiritually. When Adam and Eve committed sin, they don't disappear from the garden. And God said, "Where are thou, Adam?" Ah! He said, "We are here. We are hiding ourselves." Why are you hiding yourself? "Because you are naked." Naked of what? Naked of the glory. Because they sin. And so, it's not a man. I mean, I overheard our preacher saying the other time, when it is time for you to give your life to Jesus Christ tonight, even if you are the only one in this auditorium, until you do it, your glory is lost. Your glory is buried. But you must be alive physically, spiritually. You must be alive. It is then the crown of glory you carry can be seen. A dead man doesn't carry crown except they want to waste the crown. A dead man cannot carry crown. They mistakenly bury a dead man with a crown. The thief will go there and the night they will steal the crown. They will go and sell it. You are wasting that crown. Oh yeah, put your right hand on your head like this. Put your right. Say, "This my head." My God. Say, "This my head." Say, "This my head." Because I am alive. The crown of honor and the glory that I carry will be seen, will be visible to everybody around me. Nobody will take it. I will be alive to carry it in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. At this junction, the Lord speak to me here. Your life has been as if your head had been exchanged for another head. Because when something good is coming your way, you wouldn't just know how it's going to pass to another person. Your head has been exchanged. To the extent that when they are distributing something good like this and it's about to come to your turn, the person distributing will go to another side. It's so bad that when promotion was so cheap in your place of work, about to get to your turn, they said they suspend it because your head had been exchanged. If you believe the Almighty God tonight, that head that had been exchanged, the one that brought that Jesus Christ from the dead and not the power of the enemy cannot hinder me. That crown, that head is coming back in the mighty name of Jesus. You better say a good amen. I said that head is coming back in the mighty name of Jesus. Elomi ori olori lo ngbe kakiri. Ori olori ni. Ori olori. Atan ma ngba passport like John wa ni elo ori olori wa. You will not carry another man's head in the name of Jesus. Now listen to this second one very, very well, very well. You want the voice of your glory to speak and not to be silent. The sound of your glory must be a voice and not a noise. The sound of your glory must be a voice and not a noise. A voice is a meaningful sound, but a noise is a useless sound. It's a useless sound. What am I talking here? Almighty God, I just pray God will provide for me that book that the Lord asked me to write. My glory must speak. And I've written it. It's only publication I'm expecting now. Listen. It is true you are talking in your community, in your family, in your place of work. But what kind of talking? If it is a voice, people will respect it. If it's a noise, people will reject it. Before you can say, "God, give my glory a voice," you better be careful. All you are saying is that it is not a noise I am asking for. The sound that your glory is making must be a voice and not a noise. And what is a voice? A voice is a sound of authority. It's a sound of power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. The Bible says, "Where the word of a king is, there is power." You are a king, you are a queen unto God. Demon must respect your voice. Even human being must respect your voice, provided it is not a noise. Will you say, the voice of Joseph in Potiphar's house and in the prison was quite different from the voice of Joseph in the palace? Hello? The voice of Joseph in slavery in the prison was quite different from the voice of Joseph when he was a prime minister. In the house of Potiphar, let him be making command there, maybe among the other slaves. In the prison yard, maybe among the other prisoners. But when he got to the throne, Pharaoh said, it is only in the throne that I will senior you. But everything you said, when you say in this land, everybody must submit to it. Read your Bible. You know, I always want to give, you know, Genesis 41:40. You will see it there. But there is a prayer that Lord asked me to pray for somebody here. The Lord will position you where the sound of your glory will be a voice and not a noise, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying that prayer again. And I don't know where God will position you in your family now, but I'm praying this prayer again. The Lord will position you where the sound of your glory will be a voice and not a noise, in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, you want your glory to have a voice. The voice of your glory must sing praises unto God and must be able to cause the enemy to flee. The voice of your glory must sing praise unto God. What do I mean here? And I beg you, just allow me to talk here, and the Holy Ghost is talking. When you give a testimony of what the Lord has done for you, your glory is singing praise. When you give testimony of what the Lord has done for you, can you imagine the madman of Gadara? Demon possessed, legions. The moment he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he became a preacher. He became a preacher. Meaning that man, his mouth gave testimony of what the Lord has done. Then everybody know that this man carried glory because he was testifying of what the Lord has done. The same thing happened with the Samaritan woman, so the woman of Samaria. The Bible says that when she met Jesus Christ, after that she ran to the town to go and tell people. The Bible says, go and read John 4:39. John 4:39. The Bible says, because of his testimony, people believe God. This is where I'm going. If God does anything for you and you refuse to testify to it, you have deliberately silenced the voice of your glory. How many people heard what I said? Wave your hand if you heard what I said. Wave your hand like this. Now, let me tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor. You let me tell you. This is it. You say, neighbor. If God does anything for you and you refuse to testify to it, you are deliberately silent the voice of your glory. I want to ask a question here. How many of us have prayed and God have answered you before? How many of you have prayed and God have answered you before? This is where we catch you. Where God answered you, could you remember whether you came to the church to testify about what the Lord has done? Okay, put it there. I want to say this one. This program started in January to February. This is March. Since you have been coming to this program, how many of you can say that God has answered your prayer? Can I see your hands up? If you know that God has answered your prayer, either January, February, or this March edition, God has answered your prayer, put down your hand. May God rescue you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know why I said that? We always take God for granted, and the devil knows what he's doing. God will do something for us. You won't come here to give testimony as if God is a liar. God has put something in my mouth since Wednesday that for everybody that came to this program, God has answered your prayer, and I know my God when he spoke. Especially there are some revelations he gave to me when program like this going on. I went to Daddy Gio in Port Harcourt. I said, Daddy, that was a program God laid in my heart. I said, but within that program, if I have a revelation and I see you, either you pray for me or you just pass. I said, everybody in that, I said, but I lost that experience. He said, my son, need that and he pray for me. Since that time, the story changed. Within these 3 days, I have seen Daddy Gio 2 times. And God has assured me. He has assured me. Now, listen to me. If God will have to hold you responsible for what you have just signified for now, either January, February, March, I couldn't see anybody here who said that during January edition, this is what God did for me. During February edition, this is what God did for me. March edition, this is what God did for me. You know what you have said. You are the one who willingly, deliberately, you silence the voice of your glory. That was a time almost empathizing with Pastor Benga, who organized 72 hours of fasting and prayer. And after that, nobody came here to testify of what the Lord has done. I said, these people are liars. You are receiving testimony of what the Lord has done. Don't you know that if you have your food to eat in your house, God has done it. And many of you will drop prayer point, and God will answer that prayer point, and you will throw it away. I'm warning you. Hey God, let my glory has a voice. What of this testimony I have given to you that are giving your glory a voice and you kept quiet? May God have mercy on you. Almighty God. I said, may God have mercy on you. I've passed through a church like that before in the north. I won't mention the place. Until God asked me to preach on the power of testimony, the sermon is still intact. I'm waiting till the day when the Holy Ghost will instruct me to come and preach that sermon. The power of testimony. From that day, we are the one that will be reducing the number of people that will give testimony. And God kept on multiplying the testimony. He kept on multiplying the testimony. You know, we prayed one prayer yesterday. I hope you are not the one that is silencing your glory only because you can't testify of what the Lord has done. And more so, those of who claim to be born again, you cannot go out and witness for Jesus Christ and tell them what the Lord has done for you. You can't testify of your salvation. In fact, when I was meditating on why you don't give testimony, God told me, he said, even the salvation I give to them, do they go about testifying about it? If all of us are soul winners, and one of our fathers in the Lord, blessed memory, he said he was sick one day, very, very sick, and they were to go on evangelism. And as a pastor, he cannot stay at home. He has to follow the members, but he was sick. But he got to somewhere in front of one house in Oshobo, in front of a veranda like this, and he was preaching to people. Oh, if you repent of your sin, Jesus can save you. Even if you have sickness, God can heal you. He will heal you. He said, as he was saying it, he said, suddenly, one particular breeze just blew on him, and he was sweating from head to toe. Where he was standing, every form of malaria and everything disappeared there immediately. If you testify to what the Lord has done for you, you are only announcing the glory of God upon your life. After this encounter, your mouth will give testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. I want to thank God. It won't be possible. It won't be possible. Any kind of low Mario, so bad to bad things. So Allah am multiply. As from tonight, more testimony will come for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The last one is this. Because the real last one will take it up in prayer. You don't want your glory to be silent. The force of your glory must connect to divine amplifier. Everybody say divine amplifier. Say it again. Number one, amplifier is the Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost power, we amplify the voice. As Pastor Alide said the other time, the disciples before the day of Pentecost were quite different from the disciples after the day of Pentecost. Look at Peter in Acts chapter 2, 14 to 37. Acts chapter 2, 14 to 37. He even denied Jesus Christ. But after the Pentecost, he was one that stood up and he preached. 3,000 souls were saved in a day. Thank God for tonight. And by the grace of God, when we were about to start this program, God specifically told us, baptism of the Holy Ghost must be part of it. He said, because if you are not endued with power, that glory will be snatched away from you. You need to get the power of the Holy Ghost. So, that is what will amplify the voice, the power of the Holy Ghost. Another thing that will amplify the Holy Ghost, the voice, is the altar of praises and prayer. Altar of praises and prayer. I asked you 3 days ago, be singing praises to God. Well, I say I didn't know why until yesterday. If Jabez did not pray, his glory will be swallowed forever. Jabez prayed. Daniel also prayed. Otherwise, he will have died in the lion's den. So I leave it to you. Let me just leave the record. Connect to the altar of prayer and praises. Others are just theological work. Like if you connect to the altar of good works, a good work will amplify the voice of your glory. Because the Bible says that, you know, just the story of Mordecai. He has done so good to the king, and nobody has ever rewarded him. But one day, they opened the book of remembrance, and they discovered they have not rewarded this man. Because of the good works he did, the king said, go and decorate him. Good works. The Bible says, we glorify your father in heaven. Dorcas would have died like that if not for good works. And you are the light of the world. I just pray for you. Everywhere you are, in your family, among your friends, in the marketplace, among your community, your light will shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore tonight, what I'm saying in essence is that you are the embodiment of glory, but the glory can be silent for as long as you have decided to give it a voice. If you decide to give it a voice, God will amplify the voice for you. I don't know how you are going to do it. Either you'll be singing praises to God for the rest of your life, you will go about winning souls and be testifying of what the Lord has done for you, or you begin to do good works so that people can know that you carry the glory. At any rate, the Bible said the earnest expectation of the creature is waiting for the manifestation of the Son. They are waiting. Oh God, tell your neighbor, say neighbor, you are the one they are waiting for. Say you are the one they are waiting for. To see the glory of God upon your life. After this encounter, go and manifest yourself to them. I want everybody to say, I will arrive. I will shine. I will arrive. Stand on your feet and say, I will arise. I will shine. Hey, clap for Jesus Christ. And because you're a glory carrier, clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. Because you're a glory carrier, clap for yourself. You can't even do that one. Maybe you are yet to recognize the crown of honor and glory that you carry. Keep on clapping for yourself. Rapashakaba. Say, I will arise. I will shine. I decree over your life. Your son will never go down again in the name of Jesus. You will never go back into darkness again in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Open your mouth and begin to thank the one who crowned you with honor and glory. Except you don't see that crown upon your life. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. You are entering a new era, a new age now. Nobody will be able to ignore you as from today. Nobody will be able to ignore you. Ramakorobo Shenkarawa. Ramakayabako Kabosekriba. Nobody will be able to ignore you. Just thank God. Because when he created you, he crowned you with the crown of honor and glory. Begin to thank him because he did not send you to this world for shame. Give glory to the Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty Father. Daddy, I am thanking you personally that you did not send me to this world for shame. You crown me with glory and honor. You have sent me to this world to come and shine for the people to see. Daddy, I want to thank you. On behalf of these your children, I thank you, Lord, because as from today, they will be shining. Oh, yes, reproaches will no longer be their portion. You have said it and you will establish it. Please give glory to the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving time. That's why I said the last statement of our passage. He said, and I will give you thanks forever and ever. You are going to pick a song of praise now, which you are going to sing unto the Lord. And I'm telling you, from the moment you are singing that song, every other song you will sing, the Holy Ghost will send it to you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and sing praises unto the Almighty God. Just speak a song. Just speak a song. And give praises to the Almighty God. Ramakaya bakarabakoko roboshendia. Ramaposhekerebaroboshendia. Yes. You already moved from mourning into dancing. Why can't you sing and dance unto the Lord? Dance unto the Lord. Dance unto the Lord. Sing praises and dance unto the Lord. Tonight is different. Tonight is different. Tonight is different. Tonight is different. Yaba 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 yaba. Rambo kereba kokabo sekrima rubo kabo yekrima kokabo sekrima. Rama kayaba kokabo sekrima. Olua olua. Thank you, Father. From the bottom of our hearts, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We appreciate you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. But I will say it in English. That issue, that thing that the enemy have taught, will be a source of weeping and sorrow for you. The Lord has me to tell you, it will be the beginning of celebration in your house in the mighty name of Jesus. That sentence of the enemy is hereby canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. That load that you are carrying all alone, the help of the helpless said, he will help you to carry it in the mighty name of Jesus. Say blessed amen. In the camp of the enemy, there's a woman here. They have already declared your womb a desert land. But the Lord has me to tell you tonight, the Lord is putting an end to the experience of desert in your womb. And your womb shall be fruitful again in the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 year time or less, the Lord says, you will carry your baby to this altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Close your eyes, everybody. Because when the King of Glory dwells in you, and the Bible says, yes, is the King of Glory, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I am begging you tonight, for how long will you stay under condemnation? You want to pray? iniquity in your heart will first of all confront you. All the enemy is trying to tell you is that he wants to silence your glory with condemnation. Tonight, all you need to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. That's all. Or maybe you have already surrendered before and you are not even sure of your salvation. Please, I will pray for the two categories. While the message was going on, something is telling you, this man of God must pray for me so that I can be free. And you need to surrender your life to Jesus, or you want to come back to God. Wherever you are, just place your right hand on your head and begin to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. Those of you that are sitting and not allow you to sit, except maybe you are sick, everybody should be standing up now. This hour is very crucial. This hour is very crucial. In a matter of minutes now, we'll be going home. If you are putting your hand on your head, please let me see it. Oh, if you are not, put it down. But if you are putting your hand, just put it and begin to plead the blood of Jesus, that blood will speak for you. That blood will speak for you. Ask him to forgive you any form of sin that has been silencing your glory. Ask him to wash you clean with the blood of Jesus. Just pray that prayer for yourself. If you have prayed that prayer for yourself and you want me to pray for you, that is another chapter. You have prayed prayer for yourself, you want me to pray for you, please come to me here. Come to the altar here. You place your right hand on your head and you want to come, you want me to pray for you, please come. Don't waste time. Don't look at left or right. Just come and give your life and surrender your life to Jesus. You will see that the glory you carry will be seen by everybody. Yes. Just come and surrender your life. Let's clap for Jesus as they are coming. Let's clap for Jesus as they are coming. Let's clap for Jesus as they are coming. Rababo Sheke Reba. Yes. I'm still expecting more. I'm expecting more. I'm expecting more. Nobody must leave this place a condemned criminal. No. Those of you in front, put down your hand from your head and begin to ask for mercy. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, and save my soul. Children of God, if you know God has saved your soul, let me pray for these ones. Let me pray for this one that the Almighty God will save their souls. That Lord will wash them clean the blood of their Lamb. They will be added to the family of God as from today. Just pray for them. Ramaka yaba kropo yekriba. Ramosekere maraba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say better, amen. Well, you should know that the angels of God are rejoicing in heaven now over these people. Your amen will tell me whether you are rejoicing with the angels as I pray for these people. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are rejoicing here tonight and we are joining ourselves to the angels of God that are rejoicing over these ones that have repented and they have surrendered themselves to you. Please accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we ask as they have pleaded that blood upon themselves, Daddy, wash them clean with that blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Save their souls tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Write their names in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of sin no more. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. As from today, I pray, the crown of glory and honor you carry will no longer be hidden in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please go and sit down at the left side there. They will take your names and what. Let's clap for Jesus. Let our celebration continue. Hallelujah. Now, we have about few prayers to pray. Then we will go under anointing. Anointing will destroy every yoke that has been silencing your glory. Say good amen to that one. But we have some few prayers to pray. But like our father and the Lord used to say, when we want to pray this kind of prayer, daddy, we say the altar is free. If you don't even want to stay there, you want to stay in front of the altar to pray this prayer, I give you permission. I will be giving you the prayer one after the other. And it's a prayer God has already answered before we pray. Lift up your two hands now wherever you are. You want to pray there, fine. If you want to come to the altar, come. All I know is that the table will turn against your enemy tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Father, let me be alive. These are very serious prayers. Say, Father, let me be alive to celebrate the glory of God upon my life. To celebrate the voice of glory in my life. Don't let me die. Don't let me die before my glory appears. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead and cry to the Lord. Don't let the enemy kill me before the day of my glory appears. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You may not kneel down. You may stand. Whatever you choose. Just make sure you pray this prayer. Don't let the enemy kill me. Lord my Father, let my days on earth be fulfilled. Let me be alive to carry this crown. To carry this crown of glory. Let me be alive. Let me be alive. Let me be alive to carry this crown of glory for all the days of my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me be alive. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say louder, amen. I work in a particular company. A young man died there before I got to the place. Very popular. And what was the situation? He has already picked the day of his wedding. And everybody in the company really loved him and they had the uniform. They said, this is the cloth, the Ankara we are going to. Everybody bought it. But about a week to the day of the wedding, he just went to an officer. He said, lend me your car. And they gave him a B2 car in Ibadan. And he drove from Orita Challenge. He went to a war road. In the daylight, he just ran under a particular trailer that was parked. He just ran under. But where I'm going is this. His corpse was buried on the very day of his wedding. The day that he was to wed. That was the day that he was buried. Àwọn ọjọ́ ògo téèyàn dá síwájú báyìí, Ọlọ́run ní mú yàn débẹ̀. I had two terrible accidents 2 weeks of my wedding. The enemy didn't want me to witness the day. You are going to pray and say, Father, let me be alive to carry the crown of glory, the crown of honor. Yes, let me be alive. Let me be alive. Let me carry this crown for every day in my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 yaba. Rabaka yaba koka bose kribaraba robo shindia. Yamaka yaba koka bose kribaraba. Yamashakaraba robo shindia. Let me be alive to celebrate the day of my glory. To see the day of my glory. To be alive on the day of my glory. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me be alive. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hey, the prayer for children came up again. We are going to pray for our children. And say, Father, don't let the enemy kill these children. Let them be the carrier of their glory. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our children. That the Almighty God will preserve their life and preserve their glory. He will preserve their life. He preserve the crown of glory they carry. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, yaba, yaba. Daddy, we pray for all our children. The crown of glory, crown of honor. Daddy, that they carry. Let them live to carry it. Let them be alive to carry it. Don't let the enemy destroy them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Ramokere barobo robo shindia. Yamakara barobo shindala. Ramos, please let them pray. Let them pray. Don't write anything. Let them pray now. For God's sake, let them pray. Pray this prayer. The death sentence over your life is canceled. the agreement between you and graveyard is cancelled. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is cancelled. It is cancelled. It is cancelled. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say louder, amen. There's one episode when a baby was born by the wife of Phineas, the son of Eliab. Suddenly, you know, the ark of the covenant was taken away, and Eli died. Phineas also died. And the news came to this woman, laboring. And they said, your husband is dead, your father-in-law is dead, and he was laboring. He said, be of good cheer, he's a man. He said, what's a man? He said, even if he's a man, his name will be called Ichabod, because the glory of the Lord had departed from Israel. You are going to pray tonight. Hey, that you, either you or your children, you will never be referred to as Ichabod. Say, Father, either myself or any of my children, don't let any of us be called Ichabod. Yes, Rabba Yabba Yabba Yabba. Don't let any of us be called Ichabod. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I refuse to be called Ichabod. I refuse that name for my children. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yabba Yabba Korobo Kirimarobo Shendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are now going to pray and say, Father, don't take your presence away from my life. And don't let anything take me away from you. Oh, yeah, go ahead and pray that prayer. If you are connected to the King of Glory, your glory will have a voice. Don't let anything take me away from you. And Daddy, don't take away yourself from my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to be called Ichabod. I don't want to be called Ichabod. Rabakurobo Shendalaba. Ramaka Yabakaka Rabarobo Shenka. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, let the sound of my glory be a voice and not a noise. Anywhere I go, let the sound of my glory be a voice and not a noise. Go ahead and pray. In my family, in the church of God, among my counterparts, Daddy, let the sound of my glory be a voice and not a noise. And not a noise. Give my voice a recognition. The voice of my glory. Let it carry authority. Let it carry command. Let it carry respect. Let it carry honor. Let it carry recognition. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the sound of the voice of my glory, let it be a voice and not a noise. And not a noise. And not a noise. Rabaka yaba robo shinda. Rabaka robo shekriba. Ori makaya makrobo shinda laba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, all the testimonies that will become the voice of my glory, let them be manifesting my life. As from today, all the testimonies that will produce the voice of my glory, let them be manifesting my life. In the name of Jesus. You can put your request there. You can put your request. I've told you, every area of your life must be producing the voice of glory. Ramakuroboshindia. The testimony that will produce the voice for my glory, give it unto me, O Lord. Give it unto me. The testimony of progress, of breakthrough, of advancement, or divine speed in my ministry. Father, Lord, give unto me. The beautiful testimony over my personal life, over my family, over my ministry. Breakthrough all around. Daddy, give me the testimony that will produce a voice for my glory. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Ramoshekere baraba. Ramaposhekere baraba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I don't know who you are, but the Holy Ghost knows. The miracle and the testimony you are receiving now, the hand that want to steal it, the Lord will cut it off in the name of Jesus. The power that want to destroy it, the Lord will destroy them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Wawa gbadura. Ori ogo ti mo gbe dani Oluwa ma je ko ta o gba ma mi lowo. I told you pe won gba ori eniyan. Won gba ori eniyan. Iwo lo ki ori ara re bo abe je Jesu bayi. Won gba ori eniyan, ori olori, won a si gba, won a lo de mo bi kan, won a so fun Olorun. Pe Father, I soak my head in the blood of Jesus Christ. I soak my head in the blood of Jesus Christ. As from today, the glory I carry, the crown I carry, preserve it with your blood. Preserve my head with your blood. Preserve the glory I carry with your blood. Don't let the enemy hijack my glory. Hijack my head. Don't let the enemy exchange my head in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let the enemy exchange my head in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 raba raba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The Lord asked me to tell somebody here. He asked me to tell you, fear not. Oh, name Almighty God. I wish I can say very well in English. Fear not. That blessing you are carrying now, that we announce the glory of God upon your life, the enemy will not hijack it again in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. I do attack Bale, can you bear any out of bar? Ask for my long arm. Oluwa ma je ki e ti oboro aye mi. Say Father, don't let my progress be stagnated. Don't let my breakthrough be stagnated. Don't let my promotion be stagnated. Don't let my success be stagnated. Don't let my celebration be stagnated. O je gbadua oru la wa yi. Don't let my progress be stagnated. Don't let my breakthrough be stagnated. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yaba, 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 yaba. Raboroboroborobo shenka. Ye makraba robo shenda laba. Rima papa papa krobo shenda. Rambo shenda laba krobo shenda. Rima kraba krobo yekrimaraba. Rima praba bokriba robo shenda. Yes. Yes. You are there. Almost there. You get there now. Raposhekri. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, connect the voice of my glory to divine amplifier. Connect the voice of my glory to divine amplifier. Amplifier. Yes. Divine amplifier. Yes. Connect the voice of my glory to divine amplifier. What will amplify the voice? Connect the voice of my glory to divine amplifier. The mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This is the last one. You are going to put your two hands on your head and say, Father, the anointing that is coming upon me tonight, let it give my glory a voice that the enemy cannot silence. Oh, yeah, go ahead and pray. The anointing that is coming upon me tonight, let it give my glory a voice that the enemy cannot silence. The mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. One prayer more. Just put your hand there and say, Father, hey, if there is any yoke in my life that have been silencing my glory, Your anointing coming upon me tonight. Let it destroy that yoke. Oh, yeah, go ahead and pray. You see, yoke of sickness, yoke of failure, yoke of any infirmity, yoke of barrenness, any yoke in my life that the enemy has been using to silence my glory, that is, Lord, let your anointing destroy it tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No more yoke. No more yoke. No more yoke. I want to celebrate the voice of my glory. I want to celebrate it in freedom, in liberty. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Prophesy good things upon your life and tell the Almighty God, if you have those prayer requests, just begin to thank God for it. Begin to thank God for it, because the testimony of those requests will produce a voice for your glory. Yes, present it to the Lord right away now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Ramaka yaba krumo yekriba. Yamra babo kiribaraba. Lima kaya makrumo yekrimaraba. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to say, I will arise. I will shine. I will arise. I will shine. My glory will no longer be silent. My glory will sing praises unto God and give God thanks forever. If you believe that one, say better, amen. Father, I pray right now, wherever the enemy places his hand upon the life of this one, I command, Satan, remove your hand now in the mighty name of Jesus. Balm of Gilead, place your hand upon everyone that has infirmity now and command healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Every yoke upon your life disturbing the voice of your glory, I destroy that yoke with the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever it matters, everywhere, your glory will speak in the mighty name of Jesus. And the force will not be ignored again in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you want to clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. It is done. It is done. Get ready for anointing now. And we surely do it, you know, combined with our thanksgiving offering, sacrifice. As we are coming for the anointing, you also package something you want to give to the Lord. And you drop it into the basket. Usher, I hope I'm talking to people. You know, come and place basket enough. In front, maybe about 5-6. You can drop your offering in any of the baskets. But if you have written your request and it's written, the moment you drop your offering in the box and in the basket, you can drop your prayer request written on the altar. Just drop it on the altar, and we will be doing all this in the atmosphere of praises. Choir, where are you? In the atmosphere of celebration, atmosphere of rejoicing, and you are still sitting down. When I say choir, you are, who is singing? Is it not you? So let's know, and then I will anoint the minister on the altar here. Then they will help me to anoint, you know, the rest of you. Amen. Why can't you place them there?
Eshe o Baba.
Eshe o Baba.
Eshe o Baba.
Eshe o Baba.
Eshe o Baba. Oba mimo eshe o.
Eshe o baba.
Eshe o baba.
Eshe o baba.
Eshe o baba.
Baba mimo eshe o.
Eshe o baba.
Olori aye eshe o. Eshe
o baba.
Baba mimo eshe o.
Eshe o baba.
Olori aye eshe o.
Going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus today. I'm going above the shadow, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going in higher today, hallelujah. I'm going in higher. I'm going above the shadow, into the presence of God. To the presence of Jesus, I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus, I'm going above the shadow, into the presence of God. Anyone I told surely must be blessed. My hands are filled in the blessings of the Lord.
Amen. Now we are here to do Thanksgiving. Maybe you are in the mood of dropping your offering or whatsoever. Choir, God bless you. Everybody must dance here. I am only helping you because this thing is a baptism. Once you are baptized into joy from this place, you discover that that joy becomes your lifestyle. So stand on your feet. Start looking. You have been sitting down. I have been standing up for hours here. The only thing is that if you don't want to dance, we will almost share the grace. You can stay outside when we are sharing the grace and share your own there. You see, just a few minutes, choir, please. I want danceable song and I want good music. Have you settled?
Yes, sir.
Eh? Oh, yeah?
All right.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrow now. I have. Because of Jesus, every day na shakara they do. Double that will have heavenly blessing I am going to receive. Let the goodness and mercy always follow. Aye, 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 yes, you will be victory. Aye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, 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 shout hallelujah, 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 I said, my God is good. Praise Jehovah, he turned my life around.
Praise Jehovah, he
turned
my life around.
Praise Jehovah, he turned
my life around.
He turned my life around. He turned my life around.
He
turned my life around. I praise Jehovah, he turned my life around.
Praise Jehovah, he turned my life around.
Shout hallelujah. You'll be celebrated every day in Jesus' name. Say proper amen. Hey, please lift up your hands and thank God for what he has done today. Just give glory to the Almighty God. It's part of the voice of your glory. Once your mouth can sing praises, please. Once your mouth can sing praises unto God, your glory must produce a voice. Just give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. It's not compulsory that you have to be bringing this request. God has answered your prayer. Just be thanking God. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Hallelujah. Before I do the final prayer, I want you to greet your neighbor. Congratulations. Almighty God. If that person doesn't greet you properly, go to another person. It has to be a warm greeting. Warm greeting. Congratulations. Congratulations. Your glory must speak. Your glory will no longer be silent. Yes. Let me use somebody as an EG here. Yeah? Yes, just somebody. Oh, only one person. It's all right. Congratulations. Congratulations. Clap for Jesus again. Is dancing for you forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for all the requests dropped. You have already answered. Take all the glory in Jesus' name. I decree that this request will no longer stand in question. They will come back as testimonies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, listen. Has the Lord done it for you? Are you sure? Were you ready to testify about it? You are sure? I just pray that with your mouth, your glory will continue to speak in Jesus' name. Everywhere you go and tell others about what Jesus has done, and they will know that your God is good. Is there anybody who is worshiping with us for the very first time in this auditorium? Please wave your hand like this. If you are invited for this program and probably the first time you will attend this program or be in this auditorium, that's good. Please let us pray for them. Those who raise up their hand, please come forward here. Come forward there. Let's pray for you. Let's pray for you. Let's pray for you. Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. That's what the church wants to do for you. We are not collecting special offering from you. We only want to pray for you that you are here for the first time. The first time. Amen. Church of God, let me pray for them. Let me pray for them. Release the blessings of God upon their lives. And decree that the blessing they receive today will be permanent. Please, let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray for them. The mark of God will be upon their life everywhere they go. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of these ones. They are not here today accidentally. You brought them here and you have blessed them. I decree that your blessing will be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to serve the Lord till the end, the Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. And everywhere you go, your glory will shine in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. A good amen. Please, those of you in front, let us know you better. Our counselor, our pastor, we meet you there. Let's clap for Jesus as we go. Let's know you better so that we can be praying for you. I've not prayed over the offering. Stretch forth your hand toward this offering. I want to pray over it now. Father, I want to thank you for the offering we have brought to you. Please accept us and our sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare as from today, the voice of your finances will not be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. And as your finances speaks, all other areas of your life and your glory will not be silent again in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow is the last Sunday of the month. Am I right? Am I right? So clap for Jesus Christ. Amen. And our service starts by 7:30, first service. After that, Sunday school, then the combined service. The second service. As you come, I'm sure you are coming with overwhelming glory and testimonies in Jesus' name. Don't forget the testimony of what you have received and your salvation. Use it to go and be winning souls so that the glory can multiply. And surely you will testify to that in Jesus' name. Let's rise on our feet as we share the grace in fellowship. And before we go, I hereby decree your joy will be full and overrun in the mighty name of Jesus. And your glory will no longer be silent in the name of Jesus. Everything you have received tonight and throughout this program, the blood of the Lamb will preserve them and your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The grace together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shout hallelujah.